Om Shanti. Good morning. A scene that I often recall is one with Sakar Baba, and this would have been June 1968, and I was only just 19 and Baba was 92, and it was a casual encounter, and Baba asked me the question. I'd already told Baba I want to surrender, and Baba had said Baba knew it already, and Baba asked me the question, is it possible to eliminate suffering from the world? And I waited for Baba to reply, and he said yes. Then he said, is it possible for everyone to have good health? And again he said yes. And then he said, is it possible for everyone to be happy? And again I waited for his response, and he said yes. And then he said, all of that is possible, but only if we remove ego, anger, lust, attachment, and greed. And I used that comment from Baba, that very important teaching, many, many times in my lectures, because now, early days, people used to not see the connection between the outside world and the inner world, but now they do. There's a very interesting comment from a scientist that's been around on the viral WhatsApp, and he's saying that as scientists, we've been trying to resolve many different situations in the world. Then he gives a whole list of the problems that the world is facing, and we haven't been able to resolve them. And today I understand that it's a spiritual crisis, and it's only through spirituality that these problems can be resolved. But I don't know about the spiritual tools that can make that happen. There are other people who may know. So it's interesting that leading scientists should be making this sort of statement. But Baba's question to me was, is it possible? And then I've often heard Dadi say in her talks here and in Madhuban, is it possible to be free from worry? Is it possible to be happy? Many different things at different times, whatever is the subject that she's taking up, she'll talk about it in this way. Is it possible? And then of course her expectation is that we'll do it, not just say yes, but also actually do it. And this morning I had a question in which there were six aspects that I wanted to ask you, because Diane Tillman was here for a few weeks and she was sharing different things, and but one basic question that she had was, what is the atmosphere we would like to be, we would like to have in Global House, but also not just in Global House, in each one of Baba's centers, but also in each one of Baba's homes? I know that all of you would say that your home is Baba's home, right? People say, this is Baba's car. So how many cars does Baba have? Now, two car parks become full with Baba's cars. And it's a nice way of putting it, that it's not my property, it's Baba's. And yes, I'm a trustee looking after it. So to have, what sort of atmosphere would we like? Tamil translation? You've got? No Tamil translation. Yeah, okay, somebody's just gone up to the microphone. It's okay, it's on now. It's okay. You can sit down, yeah. And English translation? No, you're getting it. You don't need translation. Okay. I misread the signal. Anyone want Hindi translation? Hindi translation kisko chahiye? Me. So my question, is it possible for us to create Brethren Global House or in Baba centers, not just in London, around the London environs, but in the UK, or even wherever it is we are connected to, but also in each and every BK family home? Is it possible to have an atmosphere in which everyone feels loved, everyone feels valued, everyone feels respected, understood, trusted, and safe? 6 aspects. Baba talks about the 5 original qualities of the soul, that he talks about the 5 virtues we should have. And just reflect on these 6 aspects, and you'll see that they're very important ingredients in creating an atmosphere which is pure, powerful, and is like a magnet, drawing souls closer to Baba, both here as well as wherever it is that Baba's children go. And of course, everything starts with me. And so the question for myself, do I firstly love myself, value myself, respect myself, understand myself, trust myself, and feel safe in my own company? And of course, for Baba's children again, it's not ever just me and me alone, but yesterday Baba's slogan was companionship. And so never be alone, always keep Baba as your companion, and feel that companionship with Baba. And so if I can feel all these things within myself, then of course I can be an instrument to be able to create all of this for others also. And usually they say change happens one at a time. And yes, when we teach people, it's actually, even though it might be a group course, but it's one-to-one, a soul speaking to another soul, and that soul on its own journey. Each one within a group will have their own journey, so it is in a way one-to-one. But with Brahmins, I don't think it's just one-to-one. I think it's a wave, just as Baba gives us the example very often. If one bird flies, they've been all on the ground pecking their grains or seeds or whatever it is, but out of that little flock, if one flies, it's a signal for everyone else to fly also. So with 1 million Brahmins, okay, whatever is happening anywhere else, but right here where I am, is it possible for me to experience these 6 qualities? Everybody got those 6 qualities? No? I'll repeat them. It's not easy to remember 6 things all at once, especially when they sound all a little bit similar. So the first one is, do I feel loved? Do I love myself? Do I feel valued? Do I value myself? Do I feel respected? Do I respect myself? Do I feel understood? And in that case, I have to understand myself first. Do I feel trusted? Do I trust myself? Do I feel safe? Six different aspects. And just go through them. I'm not going to be able to take each one in detail now, but just go through these and see if, starting with myself, I'm able to have that experience for myself. Love? Do I love myself? What is the conversation I have going on in my head all the time? Is it one of self-criticism? I shouldn't have done this, I should do better, comparison with others, they're doing better than me, competition with others. In a stage where I love myself, and maybe one of the reasons why I love myself is because I love Baba, and I know that Baba loves me. Do you have that guarantee? You have the guarantee that Baba loves me? Who has the guarantee? Oh, wonderful. Mostly everybody put up their hands, and the ones who didn't, I think it's because you're feeling a bit cold. Did everybody get the message that they should wear extra layers this morning? No? Yes? Well, I hope you got the message, but... And then we let you know what happens next Sunday, but certainly we knew that the heating here is being changed, and so there wouldn't be heating here today. So the Hindi class have to tolerate a bit longer than the English Murali class, but I'm sure you'll be fine. So guarantee that Baba loves me, and if Baba loves me, can I also just accept that love and start loving myself? And if I can love myself, then I can also start valuing myself. There's a very simple example that Avyakt Baba had given a long, long time ago. And it was a meeting of senior brothers and sisters in Madhuban. And Baba had then... It was in front of everyone, it wasn't private behind closed doors, but Baba speaking to the dadis and the dadas at that time, many of them at that time, Baba said to them that when there's a big machine, whether it's a car or it's any other complicated machine, there's many different parts to it, but every single part of that machine is absolutely vital and essential. If there's even one screw missing from that machine, then the machine doesn't function. And so Baba's service is a huge, big machine worldwide. But each one playing a role in that service machine is absolutely valuable. And Baba's service could not manage if it wasn't for that little tiny screw. And so it may be a little screw, or it may be a very important part that we would say, oh, this is the important part. Every single screw, every single part is absolutely important. So whether others value me or not is a second story. But do I value myself? Am I able to have value for who I am and what it is that I do? If I can love myself, then yes, it's easier to value myself also. But I know that sometimes people feel that I'm not valued. But no, each one first has to value themselves and not wait to be valued from out there. And if I begin to value myself, then in a very natural and automatic way, I'll be able to value others around me also. And so, Baba values me as a child of God. I remember people asking Daddy the question, how can I become a special soul? And Daddy would say to them, you are special because you are God's child. And in that awareness of being a child of God, and think about the billions of population in the world and how many children are God's children. Not so many. Yes, we want the message to go across the world, but am I valuing myself as a child of God? Not thinking about role, special role is whatever it may be. And today it's special, tomorrow it'll be different. Doesn't really matter. But just simply valuing myself as a child of God. And then respect. Do I respect myself? One of the big issues of today's world is either superiority or inferiority complex. Either one. And it all stems from ego. And so am I able to respect myself for the intrinsic qualities that I have? And this is applicable to everyone. You know those intrinsic qualities of purity, peace and love and truth and joy. So am I able to value myself and respect myself because I know all this? As a child of God, I have access to these inner qualities that everybody has, but people don't know about it. And I've understood. Again, how deeply do I understand myself? Both sides, the light and the dark. Baba makes us see the light side, the beautiful side. And there was a beautiful Murali the other day. Baba's come to decorate you. And so do I see myself decorated? Nothing external. Everybody comes without any makeup early in the morning. Everybody is in a very simple costume here. For the decoration of the soul. And so do I understand the inner beauty that I have, the qualities of the soul. But also do I understand where it is that I'm not fulfilling the vision that Baba has of me. Baba sees me as not only a child of God, Baba sees me as an angel. Baba talks to all of us in the Avyakt Murali, and Baba tells all of us, you are messengers of God, you are angels of light. And so do I see myself with that vision of the angel of light, but also do I see what is it that's not allowing me to express that light? What is it that's missing? And so the more deeply I understand what is missing within myself, the faster it'll be to complete that task and really be the angel of light that Baba wants me to be. And to just go through that whole list, how well do I understand myself? And if things are not going as I want them to go, instead of blaming and complaining, can I look inside and say, well, what is it that is missing within the soul that I need to sort out so that then what Baba's saying, success is your birthright. Well, how come it's not happening? Whether in terms of my self-transformation or in terms of the task that I'm engaged in. Things are moving slowly, too slowly. Why? And I can point the finger in 10 different directions, maybe 20 different directions, but it's not true. There's something I need to look at inside myself. And so the deeper I understand myself, the faster I'll be able to sort it out, because Baba's still available. I don't know how much longer, and maybe it's many years, I don't know, because we don't know how long that whole scene of adaptation, deep adaptation and adjustment and transformation is going to take. Quickly? I don't know. Not so quickly? Maybe. But at this point, Baba is available to me. There'll come a time when Baba will have taken on a different form. and the companionship will no longer be possible. But now Baba's offering himself and saying, take everything that you want from me. I'm available to each and every one of you. And so let me be able to take advantage of Baba's very generous offer so that I take everything that Baba wants to give me. Do I trust myself? I remember many people saying to me when they would meet Avyakt Baba and Baba would give them beautiful blessings, and they'd say, Baba knows me better than I know myself. Who felt that? Baba knows me better than I know myself. And Baba is seeing something in me that I haven't been able to see. Or I say to Baba, Baba, yes, sometimes I'm powerful, sometimes I'm not. But Baba's saying, but you are a powerful soul. And so how come I don't trust myself in the way Baba trusts me? And maybe that's because I'm still seeing this discrepancy between my behavior and all the things that are beautiful and the things that Baba's telling me. So I see myself slipping up. And then I say, well, this happened, that happened, so I don't know whether I can trust myself to say to Baba, yes, no more mistakes. No, I'm not going to get into that habit again. But maybe it'll still come up. So do I trust myself? And can I say yes to Baba in whatever situation Baba's asking me or wanting me to be or do? And then, if I've put into place all of these different things, then yes, I feel very, very safe. Many Brahmins talk about fears. They have fear of old age. That's a very common one in the Brahmin family at the moment. Being with Baba 40 years, 50 years, we came to Baba in our teens, and now we didn't realize that we'd be here so long. I didn't realize I'd be here so long. I really didn't. So, age is creeping up quietly without me noticing, or maybe all the aches and pains are making me notice. Am I afraid? Or do I feel totally safe and secure that Baba is my protector, Baba is my mother, and so Baba's going to take good care of me in any situation? And I'm not talking about people who just live in centers. Even people who live in centers have a question mark. But I'm talking about everyone. Each one who is Baba's child. Do I feel totally safe? And I know that wherever I go, whatever comes my way, whatever happens, drama is right, but also drama is benevolent. Which is why Baba told the Dadis, don't complain about my sweet child. And they weren't complaining, but then Baba said, drama. Drama is my very obedient child. And drama is my very accurate child. And drama is my benevolent and sweet child. So can I accept that the drama that's ahead is going to be benevolent, beneficial, and beautiful? So I don't need to be afraid of what tomorrow or the next year or the next 10 years are going to bring, or even beyond that. I don't need to be afraid of Dharam Raj. I don't need to be afraid of any human being. I just need to be accurate on Srimad. There's always a little part of the formula, which is what I need to do. What drama's going to do, what Baba's going to do, they'll do. But what is it that I need to do? I need to be accurate on Srimad, then I don't need to be afraid of anything, anyone, nothing. So, finding out about these six factors, of course it's all Gyan. And of course Savyat Baba has told us in detail, Sakar Baba has told us also, but it was interesting just identifying these very different factors that make up the whole culture of a place or a community. And so if I can change, if it's possible for me to have all of these aspects in terms of my relationship with myself, then yes, I can also make sure that this is what I'm putting out to others and into the atmosphere, so that the hurt, the anger, the sorrow, all of that finishes and we become those angels of light, able to give light to the world. Baba Smriti is, as usual, very beautiful, but you'll be hearing that. And Baba emphasized this aspect about self-progress apart from progress in service. And service, of course, is a beautiful subject, but also a subject that can distract us a lot. It's both. But if I can focus on self-progress every day, movement, movement, movement forward, then the service will take care of itself. I don't need to think about it too much. Opportunities will come, doors will open, and things will keep happening. News from Madhuban, the President of India will be coming to Madhuban in December. So, for somebody in office to make that journey from Delhi is not always easy. They have too many restrictions and too many bondages, but that will be happening in December. And many of you get the classes from Madhuban, and when there's a flow of classes every day from Daddy, you know that she's well. So there's a flow happening at the moment.